Oh God. Where am I? Hello? Hello? Help, please. I can't move. What? Oh God. I'm all tied and there's like stuff in tubes. What is that? Oh God. Oh God, it's going in my arm. It's going in my arm. Oh no, 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 no. What is this? Where am I? Bella. Okay, Bella. You gotta calm down, Bella. You gotta calm down. Okay. Like, at least, like, half that container is, like, empty. So, it's already, like, in you, and you're not dead. I mean, I am not dead. But where am I? It looks like one of those hospital thingies. An IV, yeah. But this is like so not a hospital. Like tied upright and like for two, this place looks like some kind of creepy cave. I wish this were like some story from the news. Then Mr. Hero would come and save me. And whisk me off somewhere romantic. Not like all those assholes at the club. Oh God, most of that stuff is in me now. Fuck. I must have been slipped something at work. Yeah, that must be it because I'm wearing the top and G-string for my pink costume, but I don't even remember putting it on. In fact, I don't remember anything after my first set. So it must have been. Oh God, nearly all that liquid is in me now. Nothing appears to be wrong. In fact, I can't believe I figured out how I got here. I never figure anything out. I wonder who it was. Think, Bella. Who did I dance for early? Oh, yes, that gentleman who propositioned me last week, and he brought me a drink this time. Oh, it must have been him in the drink. You, yes, you, I thought so. I did figure it out. It's working. What do you, oh, of course, of course, of course. The liquid you're injecting me with, it's nanites? Of course. And they're designed specifically to enhance my intelligence? Or did you have some other intended effects? Oh, oh, you don't have to say that. No, thank you. I do go to the gym quite a lot. You're making a stripper blush. But it does make sense that you'd want someone around who could be your partner, a true equal in intellect. And why not put that equal in a package that you like? And a package with certain skills. Angry? No, of course I'm not angry. I mean, I was very frightened when I woke up, but now I've awakened in another way entirely. You've given me such a gift. I only hope you'll let me begin to repay you soon. Very soon. I'm not struggling. I'm just finding that the nanites are having a secondary effect on me. I'm sure you can see. I can feel the wetness on my thighs. Does it please you to watch me struggle, trying to press my bare thighs together like this, so desperate for stimulation. Please, don't you want to touch me? Or you could untie me and let me touch you. Let me show you how much I appreciate the gift you've given me. It's like the world is open to me, a world of possibilities and knowledge I could never have understood before. It's so amazing and arousing. Trust me, I know just how to thank you. You've used your skills to give me a gift. Well, let me use mine to give you one. Oh, thank you. This lab coat, so sexy. I think you should keep it on, but the pants, they have to go. Do you like me like this?
thanking you properly.
Now, not a doctor. Don't you want to see what I can do? Don't make me tie you up like a naughty boy. Oh, you like that idea, don't you? All tied up and at my mercy while I make you come and reward you for being so good to me. Back up. Yes, right here. There's a good boy. Now let's see. What am I doing? Of course you have to ask, because all your blood is rushing to your cock. I'm making some nanites just for you, doctor. You see, you miscalculated. Of course you did. I may be horny now, but I'm also smart enough to still gain the upper hand. No matter how much I'm thinking about Mr. Hero's cock between my thighs. Yours? Oh, that little thing. Unlikely. Fortunately, we can fix that. In fact, with this serum, we can fix a lot of things. After all, I can't have you as a rival on my rise to glory. Oh no. Here we go. Oh no. You're not gonna be my rival anymore, Dr. Drildo. No, you're going to be my pet. My lovely, pretty little toy. Can you feel it?
Yeah.
The change is starting. I can see it working, but can you feel yourself getting dumber? Getting a little harder to remember what I just said? Making it a little bit more difficult to remember exactly how those nanites are working. What is a nanite anyway? Your world narrowing to your little cock and pleasing me. I know, it's confusing, this room with all these complicated machines. You're just a good little slut. Only good for one thing. Why would you be in this scary room? It's okay, my poor, empty-headed little fuck toy. Fight it all you want. Don't worry. I'll take care of you. Your mistress, Belladonna, is here to take care of her sweet little toy, to give you a use for that little cock and your pretty slutty little mouth. And you're gonna be so good for me, aren't you? Don't worry. That pretty little head is getting dumber every second. And I have just the outfit for you when you're done. You can wear my purple thigh highs and a corset over some tiny little lace panties. How does that sound? Dr. Slut, that's what we'll call you now. My pretty little sissy slut. Maybe doctor's too much. That's a big word, isn't it? Maybe we'll just call you fucktoy. Because that's what you are now. Not even a sidekick anymore. No more the evil villain. Just the toy Belladonna plays with when she gets home. Don't worry. With these lovely nanites you've invented, I can give myself a big enough cock to satisfy even your greedy little holes. That's right, my little slut. From evil genius to dumb bimbo cocksucker, that's where your plan has brought you. All you'll be able to think about is what pretty outfit you're gonna wear for me when I get home. That's all that matters, right, pretty? You can keep the lab clean in your pretty high heels and short skirts. You're too pretty to be an evil genius anyway. And you love it too. Your little cock is all drippy. Not little. Oh, honey, it doesn't matter. Your cock will be whatever size I want it to be, if I let you keep it at all. Don't worry. I know just how to keep a dumb little slut like you from causing trouble. I'm gonna keep you so horny and needy and ready to be used by your miss, you won't have time to try to remember how your brain works. Look at those glazed over eyes. I think I can let you go now, don't you? You want me to let you go? Say please. You'd be a good boy. Of course you will. On your knees, or better yet, just lay on the ground. And look at that slutty stripper heel digging into your chest. Kiss it. Like you mean it. Or I'll dig it in somewhere lower, like here. Shut up. Now put your tongue to good use, you dumb slut. That's it. Well, I'm gonna give you something else to lick. Stick out your tongue. Be grateful that you're getting to taste. Belladonna's pussy. What are you doing with your hands? Are you jerking your cock, my horny little slut? Oh, just this once. Oh, this is the last time. Oh no, I'm gonna keep you under control from now on. You can play while you eat my pussy. You'd better enjoy it. Because I'm in charge of that little cock now, aren't I? Aren't I? Say yes, mistress. You sound so good under my pussy. Oh, don't worry. You're going to be sucking my cock way more than you're playing with yours. That's when you're not taking it up your ass like a good little slut. You like that, don't you? Better not come yet. If you come before me, there will be punishment. Well, then lick harder. Stop whimpering. Put that tongue to good use. It's a good little fuck to wait. That's it. Use your mouth. Ride your face. You're gonna get used to this view. Fuck. Yes. Yes. Keep stroking. You can come. But if you get it on the floor, you're gonna have to lick it up. You good little sissy slut. Clean up all that cum. That's it. Oh, this is gonna be so much fun. Let's see what other fun inventions you've left for me to play with, Doctor.